12 minutes to go until 5 o'clock here on Downtown, presented each afternoon by Hollywood Casino at 500 Main Street in downtown Bangor. Well, the Bruins season is over, a disappointing limp to the finish line for the Bees this year. And now, as the team contemplates next moves, we check in with our friend Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers and AlongTheBoards.com. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Rich. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Frustrated like other Bruins folks at the way this thing all went down in the final weeks. And so, well, let's start with the coach, Claude Julien. Did he lose this team in the final weeks of the season?
I don't know if he lost a team, so to speak. I think some of the things that he did as a coach were a bit questionable. I think right away I look at the changing up the lines after a five-game winning streak. And you put someone like a Gregory Campbell back in, and you split up the Pastrnak line. That's kind of a curious decision, for me at least. And, that's when things went downhill. They lost the last three games after winning five straight, and the rest is history. But I don't think he lost the team at any point. I think the Bruins, the players at least, I believe that they always kind of felt Julien's voice a little bit more, and they always did listen to him. And, I don't think he lost the team, but I do think he overcoached a bit, for sure.
Some interesting comments, too, yesterday. Milan Lucic saying that he never really got over the comments about his play in the previous season's playoff series. Man, that seems to me like the kind of thing you ought to be able to put behind you fairly early in a new season.
Yeah, that's not something you really want to hear from a guy like Milan Lucic, especially, his struggles have been obvious, and there have been points in the season where he's looked fine, and he's looked like a good player who can make a difference. And for him to come out and say that right after the season, it was a bit strange to hear, at least when I was overlooking everything and just kind of reading all the comments and listening to all the comments from yesterday, that it's almost like he's using that as a crutch to kind of make an excuse on the season, when I don't think he really needed to. I think, Lucic is regressing. He's just not going to be the player. He isn't the player, at least, that he was a few seasons ago. And had he just, not said that, I think there would have been a little bit less talk about him in the offseason. Obviously, there's still going to be talk about Milan Lucic in the offseason, but that's definitely something you don't want to lead in with.
So we heard from some of the players. We heard from Peter Chiarelli. We heard from Coach Claude Julien. We haven't heard anything from Charlie Jacobs yet. Will that silence end soon?
It's a great question. He made it clear in January when the Bruins did have a playoff spot, and they were that final wild card team, and they weren't playing well. And he said, anything less than playoffs is a failure. He would consider a failure. And here we are. The Bruins are not in the playoffs. And, he said changes would be made, or I forget the exact phrasing he used. But, I would expect that maybe once the playoffs are over, you see him speak up a little bit more. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't hear from him anytime soon. I think kind of letting the smoke clear a little bit and, having those discussions internally, which are happening with the Bruins, at least right now, coming to a clear decision as to what direction they're going to take. And maybe from there, if you don't hear from Charlie Jacobs, maybe you hear from someone like Cam Neely, almost as the messenger.
We're talking with Mike McCauley, the Hockey Writers, and AlongTheBoards.com. Let's start with on ice. Who are some players on this Bruins team that you think are not very likely to be back in the fold next season?
Well, start out, obviously Dan Pyatt and Greg Campbell were already told that they weren't going to be coming back. I would lump Matt Barkowski and even maybe Carl Soderberg in that group as well. Both are upcoming unrestricted free agents. I don't see them in the future plans for the Bruins, at least. I think the emergence of Ryan Spooner and the center depth that the Bruins have in the organization kind of renders Soderberg out a spot. And Matt Barkowski, I just think he struggled too much down the stretch. He had, he's shown flashes, obviously, but he's definitely someone that I think the Bruins are kind of hoping to get a little bit more from, and they didn't really get that this season. And, it's going to be interesting because I would even maybe include Dennis Seidenberg in that conversation as well. He's got a $4 million cap hit for the next 3 years, and that's something they're going to want to move because as time goes on, Seidenberg's becoming less and less of a reliable defenseman. Problem is, the free agent market isn't great with defensemen, so that's going to be a challenge for Chiarelli or whoever the GM might be going forward.
Whoever the GM might be. Now, it seems to me from a distance here that Julianne, after seven straight years in the playoffs, is safe at least for the time being. But what about Peter Chiarelli? Does he survive this?
You know, I can make a case either way. I think he should survive it. I actually think both Chiarelli and Julian should be around. But with that, I think they should both be on the hot seat going into next season. You know, you proved that this season maybe was a bit of an anomaly. Maybe this was a bit of a fluke season. They've had success before. I do think that the philosophy needs to change around the team. I think that you need to put more onus on the players. I think Julian needs to loosen up his system, so to speak. And give the players a little bit more freedom to shoot more, be a little bit more aggressive with the puck, maybe loosen up the defensive hockey, that system that they've been playing for so long. And for Chiarelli, I think it's going to come down to every offseason. It's always been pretty quiet, and the Bruins have always, for the most part, have stood pat. And, you know, aside from maybe the Jerome Iginla signing a couple years ago, and obviously that was paired with the Tyler Seguin trade, the Bruins have always been quiet, and I think going forward, you might see a little bit more of an aggressive Peter Chiarelli if he does stick around. But you know, I would keep both of them. I don't see anyone on the outside of the Bruins organization who could be better than either of those two options. You know, you can make an argument for, you know, just Cam Neely take over as GM. I don't think he would be the right person right now, but who knows? I think it's going to be interesting to see where we could have a completely different Bruins team and personnel going into next season.
All right. Something to look forward to here as we get through the playoffs as spectators for the most part. Mike McCauley, great to have you on as always. We'll catch up with you again soon when things start to break. Enjoy the playoffs as best you can.
I'll try to. You too, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Mike McCauley, hockey writers alongtheboards.com. We're